All right, so now let's get back to our study on the day here. So we want to be able to represent to the world or to anybody that asks you, you want to know how to prove to them that the scriptural explanation of how God created the heavens and the earth and how long it took and how long ago it was is in absolute keeping with what science has found. Absolutely. Not that scientists are right about everything, but as long as they're sticking to their science, almost all scientists are honest. I'll tell you which science I found, which scientists are not honest. The scientists like Stephen Austin and these guys who try to defend the young creation, you know? Now I can show you where these people lie or distort or misrepresent. Why would they do that? Because the truth doesn't uphold their teaching. That's why. And I'm going to, when we get to talk about Jesus Christ, I'm going to show that too. How people will distort and twist the scriptures and say, well, the scriptures say this. They say no such thing. Well, why do they say that then? Because they have to say something to justify their heresy. And the truth won't justify it. So they have to lie. Okay. So he says, Ray, here's the definition of a day. And there came to be evening. There came to be morning. Day what? There's your day. Daylight, darkness. Day, night. One day, 24 hours. Let's look at it. Let's look at all the words. Genesis 1:5. And calling is Elohim the light, day. Now, was that day, the light, 24 hours? No. Well, they're in big trouble already in the fifth verse. Because it tells us that God called the daylight day. That's the definition of a day. He called the light day. And it's not 24 hours. If day was 24 hours, there wouldn't be any night. Are you following me? Do you think you can repeat that to somebody? And the darkness he calls night. Is that 24 hours? No. Now, and coming is it to be evening, coming is it to be morning, day one. Excuse me, did God change his mind as to what the definition of a day was halfway through a verse? Is he telling us in the first part of the verse that a day is 24 hours? I mean, that the daylight portion of it, when the sun is out, is called day. And now he's telling us that the evening and the morning, which, of course, it does call that a day, but which they interpret as being daytime and nighttime, is a day. It can't be both. God told us what a day is. It's the light. They say, no, a day is the light and the dark. Does the scripture say that a day is the light and the dark? Well, they would say, yeah, it says the evening and the morning. Jesus Christ didn't say, and calling as Elohim, the morning, day, does it? And calling the darkness, and the evening, he calls night. Is that what it says? If you look up in the dictionary, the word day and the word morning, will it give you the same definition? Then how can they be the same? And why does it use different words? You know, it says in the New Testament to distinguish between things that differ. If they're different, you make that distinction. Okay. Notice that the darkness is not called day. Night is not day. I mean, this is really elementary. Genesis 1:16. And God made two great... What I'm trying to show you is if you pay attention to the Word and you pray and you meditate, God will show you these things. And you can keep finding more and more and more and more truth. There's no end. I have no doubt in my mind, if I went home and spent all week studying, I would find so much more. But I can't spend my whole life on one subject. Okay. Notice that the darkness is not called day. Night is not called day. And then we read in Genesis 1:16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. What's their definition of day? 24 hours, right? That's their definition of day. 24 hours. Did God make the sun to rule the day for 24 hours? Well, then how the heck can 24 hours be the definition of day? It's not. And the lesser light to rule the night. Is that 24 hours? No, that's 48 hours. That don't even fit their definition of day for 24 hours. Now we got 48. Now, third point here. If the day is 24 hours, then the sun would rule the day and the night. Right? But he didn't say he made the sun to rule the day and the night. There's a major problem with that too. What is that? If the sun ruled the day and the night, there wouldn't be any night. And they call me stupid. You just teach the milk and word right. They don't even know what the milk is. Come on. The sun rules the day. The sun does not rule the night. And the day is not 24 hours long. How many proofs do we have now? 6? 8? How many more do you want? 20? 30? We'll find them. Come on. Let's do it. David knew that day and night were two different things. Psalm 74:16. The day is thine, the night also is thine. You have prepared the light and the sun. Yeah. Is the day 24 hours and the night 24, a different 24 hours? That's 48 hours. David knew there was a difference between day and night. And he also mentions the difference. There's a difference between day and night and noontime. We'll get to that. Now, and Jesus answered and said, are there not 12 hours in the day? Let's use their definition, should we? We want to use day. What is a day? This clown just told us. It's the day and the darkness, he said, right? It's 24 hours, right? All right, instead of using day, now we're going to use the definition of day. Now let's see just how stupid these people get when they despise the Word of God. Jesus answered and said, are there not 12 hours in 24 hours? Huh? Is that what he said? Are there not 12 hours in 24 hours? No, he said there's 12 hours in the day. And the day is not 24 hours. If a day is 24 hours, then there can't be 12 hours in a day. He also said, don't think I get angry at these people. I only get angry at their stupidity. He said, Ray, you would never dare to teach from something spiritual like the book of Revelation. First of all, the only truths they teach from the Revelation, what they learned from me. You know, they wrote like 400 pages of commentary on that. And then when I showed them how utterly ridiculous it was, they took it off their site and it's never been back. So let's look at this thing of Revelation. Do I see anything spiritual in Revelation? Where are we here? Oh, here's like, you'll never attempt the book of Revelation or any spiritual teaching because you have not a clue is what they're talking about. Your flock may not know this, but I do, he says. All right, watch out now. Ray is going to teach something spiritual from the book of Revelation. Jesus sent my angel to testify unto the things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Okay? Well, let's take all this stuff literal now. The bright and morning star. Okay? And Dr. Strong says this is relating to the dawn. That is the matutinal, actually standing for Venus, in the morning, and the morning star. And then it's also the bright and morning star is the day star. Okay? And that day star is Jesus, not some physical, unscriptural 24-hour cycle. Okay? Jesus is not called the night star. Okay? He's not of the night. Paul said, we are not of the night, like they. We are of the day. Jesus Christ is the day star, not the night star. And the day star means light. And the light, Jesus said, consists of 12 hours, not 24. Okay? And then he talks about, you know, you walk in the day so you don't stumble. You can't see it at night. Those are two different things. Now, let's look at the dictionary definition of day. First definition, the period of light between dawn and nightfall, the interval from sunrise to sunset. Do you see night in there anywhere? No. Say, isn't that the I'm sorry, what?
Doesn't that sound like evening and morning from Genesis chapter 1? Like evening and morning could be the bookending of the time of life.
How so?
Because if evening is when the day period ends, and morning is when the light period begins.
Exactly.
So are they booking? So maybe that.
How long does that evening last?
12 hours.
How long does the evening last?
I don't know.
How long does the morning last?
Those are just the book endings of the day.
See, you can't make this assumption that they do that evening means nighttime. Evening is not nighttime.
Right, it's not nighttime.
Evening is dusk. And that's that short period, that transition from light to dark. That's evening, dusk. And the transition from darkness to light, what the Bible says morning, is dawn. It's a short period. It's not even 12 hours. It's a short period. And it doesn't say, and there came to be nighttime and there came to be daytime. No, evening and morning. Why? Because those words in the Hebrew carry a connotation of confusion, shadows, darkness, disarray, chaos, and then we have the light. Okay? And it's just God's way of doing things. You'll see that everything God is doing, He brings order out of chaos. The first thing God does in chapter 1, verse 1 is God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, the earth is in chaos. That's the way even the Concordant translates it. Chaos. And it's submerged in water. And the Spirit of God is moving over the face of the submerged chaos, it says. Okay? Then he goes through these six cycles of producing something useful. And then in the last verse of that chapter, it says, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, Ungelos, though, a famous Jewish Kabbalah, translates that, and God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was a unified order. See, some of those old people studied languages and they seen things that we don't see. It started out with chaos And after six periods of chaos and order and chaos and order, you know, we now have everything was a unified order. Look at our lives. Look how chaotic our lives are. But God is bringing order out of our chaotic lives. My body's all diseased and riddled with cancer. Prostate cancer, bone cancer. From my arms and legs to my skull, to my cheekbone, to my jaw. Cancer. That's chaos. That's rotting, corruption, confusion, see? But hopefully out of this, God is going to bring order, harmony, something good. Okay? So that's the way God operates. He always starts with chaos and ends with order. The very first thing, the creation. And we find it's all in chaos. And no, Satan didn't come in and wreck it. So that's what this evening and the morning is all about. All right, let's continue. The light between two nights. Daylight, daytime, sunshine, and age. And these are all correct. These are all scriptural things. Now, they do say, one definition is here, the main solar day of 24 hours, beginning at midnight. Okay? But that's a modern, you know, usage of it. And now we start the days at midnight, and we don't sleep all night. We got the third shift, or everybody goes... You know, a lot of people going to work at midnight, not going to bed. Now, a day can consist of a night in certain instances. A night can never consist of the day. You follow that? Another major proof that they're not the same. Nowhere in the Bible will you find the definition of a day being one evening and one morning. There's no such thing.